Ay, tirirara, ra, ay, ay, ay. First of all, I want to again thank the Talmud is more like a son, I love with all my heart, Jeremy Wernick and his Eishes Chayil Amanda for sponsoring the Suda tonight and all the Chizik, all the Cyrus. It should be a big schuss for them, for their beautiful children, Nesya and Yosef, and for their whole mishpacha, for only simchas, big bracha, a year full of simcha and bracha, for them and for all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
And we're sitting together at Leil Hashana Rabbah. We have to first just start to understand how halig, how holy, how special, how kadosh this day is. Right away you know it's so holy because most of the world knows nothing about it. Lammas. Those are the days, right? In the Welt growing up, you knew much about Lag BaOmer. You didn't know much about Lag BaOmer. You knew much about Purim even. Purim, you got into a costume and gave out Shalach Manos. Think back, what was the Purim Suda like growing up? The days, Parm Katan, you don't have too often, even more so. That's how it is. For the beast, it's like the Aragonas. The Aragonas needs to be hidden a little bit. It's too powerful for the Amoinam. Hashanah Rabbah is Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim. That's why we're together. That's why we're trying to connect. That's why we're singing and we're learning. Gotta understand, you know, this year, first day, Rosh Hashanah, think back, first day Rosh Hashanah, we didn't have Tekiah Shofar. Why? Because we're afraid that somebody might carry the shofar for not a mitzvah purpose. And it gives us a big lesson how serious a little chait is, or little chait, the big chait. Imagine some of what we're involved with. Shemir Rachim. So we didn't blow shofar. One time a year, we blow shofar, fell out on Shabbos, no shofar. Pushed to the side. You know what a shofar could accomplish? This year, first day of Sukkot, we have one day where Dalminim's Daraisa, one day where it has to be yours, Shabbos Kodesh. We didn't bring Dal Aminim. On that first day, we didn't bring Dal Aminim. First time we took, we made Shachiyana, was on second day Yontif. When Hillel set up the calendar, one of the things he made sure of, and there were different calculations and cheshbonos, it's unbelievable how he was able to make the calendar for every single year. One of the things he made sure was that Hoshana Rabbah would never fall out on Shabbos. One of the things he made sure, Hoshana Rabbah cannot fall out on Shabbos. That's why Rosh Hashanah can never be on a Sunday, starting. So that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't fall out on Shabbos. We would rather lose a day of Tekiah Shofar. The Hoshana Rabbah, we can be mevatel the shofar, we can be mevatel Dal Aminim, but we can't be mevatel Hoshana Rabbah. That we wouldn't take the Hoshanas. It wouldn't have this day, it would be Shabbos Kodesh, we push the Yom HaRavah to the side. We can't do it. Does that tell you how Kadosh this day is? Happens to be also, if you calculate from the first day of Maisa Bereishis, not from Rosh Hashanah, which is Hayom Haras Oilam, which is the beginning of humanity, the sixth day of creation. If you calculate from the first day of creation, what is Day Hoshana Rabbah? Day 26. So right away, those in the Sukkah understand Shem Havaya. It's the culmination of Havaya in the world. Also, we've said over in the past, and talks about Yom Kippur. Ach ba'asor l'chodesh. Ach is gematria 21. It's the 21st day of Tishrei. Ach ba'asor, connecting to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we look at Kodesh Kedoshim. Now we're Rosh Hashanah Rav. So we have to understand this day, this powerful day, this day that we here have to grab onto and walk away different people from. What's the avodah? I saw an alakach v'alibuv on the little white on Sukkos from Rav Shor. And he says, Rosh Hashanah is bigmatria 432. 432 is 2 times Yira. Yud Reish Aleph Hey is 216. 216 times 2 is 432. And that represents the levels of Yir Shemayim that each and every one of us needs to have in our lives. There's one level, a lower level Yir Ha'inesh. Just being afraid of punishment, which is scary. None of us want, whether it's punishment that we read about in Torah, Malchus, and Kares, and Skila, and Sreifa, or even just we're afraid in our own lives of bad things happening to us. Of those punishments that can occur in our lives. The tsaris that the world went through for the past 6 months and still going through. But there's a higher level of Yira, and it's called Yira Saraimimus. Being in awe of the Rebbeinu Shalom because of the loftiness of the Rebbeinu Shalom, because of how ain't safe the Rebbeinu Shalom is. He's so in my life that I have constant awe and respect and covet. And I when I have that type of Yira, I walk differently, I talk differently, I breathe differently. It's not just I'm afraid to mess up and do a sin. But the rest of the day, it's all good, I'm chilled. No. My whole life is Yira Saraimimus. I'm a walking Ben Torah. In everything that I do. And when I have Yiras HaRaimimus, I'm a different type of person. I'm a different gvir. Hashanah, I'm trying to reach Yiras HaRaimimus, Yira Yira, the second level of Yira. That's ultimate Yira. Ari, the Pasukin Amos, very famously in Paragimo, Pasukhes, Ari Yeshoag, when the lion roars, Milo Yira, who's not, who is of Yira? And Ari, which is also the same exact letters of Yira. His Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Tevos for Rosh Hashanah. Elul first, I'm sorry. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Achron Achim Chaviv in Yira. We were building. We built through Elul, we built Rosh Hashanah, we built through Yom Kippur, and now we're by Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. To build this Yira, but how do we build this Yira? Chaver, listen. And we all clapped. Vidoy, Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarnu Doifi. What's Dibarnu Doifi mean? What's Dibarnu Doifi? So most, if you look in the art school, we're clapping Vidoy that we spoke slander. We spoke bad about someone else. We spoke bad, which we all need Vidoy from these areas. But the Shulchan Aruch says it means something else. Doifi is du pi. What's du in Aramaic? Two mouths. Two mouths. What that really means is having two mouths. What it means to have two mouths? It means we say one thing and do it differently. Our mouth and our heart are in different places. When we say it, we want it on some level, but ultimately we don't follow through. Ultimately, they're just words. Diburim, diburim, diburim. Without action, without follow through. How often is that each and every one of us? How often, if we're really honest, we went through, we were there, Leil Slichos, davening, with Emes de Kavana. We were there, Rosh Hashanah, we were there, Yom Kippurim. We've been doing Nanuim and trying to really connect it. We mean it. We're Emes. It's not that we're not Emes. But there's two levels of Emes. Is it thick? Is it deep? Is it internalized in a way that I'm living my life differently? How has my learning been over the last couple weeks? How's my davening been? Not the big davenings, not shachris, when I'm excited to have a halal with nanuim, which is beautiful, and Shkoyach, Michael's here, has been lifted up my yontiv with halals over the whole week. But how's my mincha meirev been? How were the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos? How was my learning then? How's the way that I'm treating people? What have I become? Not what have I said I want to become, which I know is emes, by the way. I don't believe for one second we don't mean it. But we follow through. Or is it dupi? Two mouths. You know, we spoke before about being a melech. David Melech, the night of David Melech Israel Chai V'Kayim. The night of Malchus tonight. David HaMelech. Pasha Shoiftim, it says that the melech had to have two Sifrei Torah. Two Sifrei Torah. Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah. Some of the chevra was afraid we won't have Mishnah Torah. Here's Mishnah Torah. You want to know Mishnah Torah? Read it inside at some point tonight, tomorrow, at some point, to open up a Nisiv Shalom. And he has a piece on this, and Pasha Shaiftim. Now, what does it mean? Because Mamlech has called him, we're all Malchus, as we spoke about before. We're royalty. One Sefer Torah he took out into the world wherever he walked. And one Sefer Torah was Nignaz that he had with him in his privacy in Chadrei Chadarim, that was with him always. And so to each and every one of us. So to each and every one of us. You know, when we go out in the world and people are looking at us and watching us, so it's easy to act in a certain way. What about B'chadrei Chadarim? How are we acting? How are we really acting? Who are we? What are we? What have we really, truly followed through on and who we want to be? Who I say I want to be? Who we daven to Hashem I want to be on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah? And tonight and tomorrow? Dupi. Tonight changes. I got a voice note, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, if I'm not mistaken. It went over the last 2 days. And of all the years, it was one of the biggest nachas voice notes I've gotten. I'll explain why in the following way. You know, Baruch Hashem, one of the schusim that we have in this world, something very special, is that we have this world of technology which has so many downfalls to it, which has so much that are disyoinos. We have to talk shevach when there is. And one of the beauties in technology is the ability to spread Torah and give over Torah not just to the people you're right in front of. It's a big schus, something very special that I have this. When we put the shiurim up online, there's people that are learning, that are being mechazik, and not just us now. Obviously, it's always better to be together in person, and it's different hargashas halev, and that l'chachila, but still, for those who can't be here, for those who live in other places, it's a big schus, something very special. And it's very special when I get massive emails or voice notes from people listening to the shiurim, who got chizik from the shiurim, or gaining from the shiurim in different ways. And especially, it's always, on a personal note, it's always very special when it's Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, which tells me we're learning together with Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. It's a connection to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. That's where I want to be, that's where we all want to be. So the other day, I got a voice note from a Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. This was a Yid that I know I have a relationship with. Somewhat of a Talmud, on some level. I didn't go to DRS, but... But Emes, I didn't know he was listening to the Shurim still. Hasn't been in touch in that way. I've seen him over the years. And he leaves me a whole voice note about the shiur we gave. It was before Rosh Hashanah, it was Elul time, some of the Chevra might remember. It was a shiur we gave about choosing not to choose. Choosing not to choose. But he left me this message a day or two ago. And it wasn't that he listened to it over the last couple days. He said he listened to it when it happened, 2-3 weeks ago, whatever, what, 4 weeks, I don't remember. But he left me the message now. And it was such a beautiful message. And basically, the chizik he got from that shir, and that he feels he changed his life because of that shir. And he feels he found himself doing things and living his life in that way, being above it. If you remember how we spoke, being above it and just choosing not to choose, not being in the mocham anymore. Chayv Tisrena. Right? Correct. Beautiful. Chayv remembers. I don't know how many shiurim I've been to in my life that I could say it changed my life. and I embodied it, and I internalized it. I go, I enjoy listening to good Torah. Mitalmida Yosef Kulam. Here's a Yid who listened to the Torah that was inspired by the Torah and changed his life because of it. And he waited to leave me this message 3-4 weeks later. Not that a Shkoyach Rebbe, I enjoyed your shir. I'm blown away. A Yid whose life changed from Torah. From Chizik, from Isairis. Male guitar of the Svasemis. I learn Svasemis, I enjoy it. Sometimes I tense because it's so enjoyable. Could I say it changes my life? It should. But too often I have to clap Dibar Nadoifi. Too often that listening to you is the same as my tefillos that I'm when I'm inspired. Does it really change me? I'm blown away, me. Tell me the answer, Mikum. I haven't stopped thinking about this yid. And how his life changed. And that could be us and needs to be us. We need to start not just learning and davening, which is gewalt and beautiful and awesome, but mamish embodying what we learn, embodying what we want to live, embodying what we daven. We daven the words and we mean it. This chevra, I know it, each and every one of you. You mean it when you daven. You want it. So let's start to live it. Not be echad bepev, echad belev. Let's start to live it. Reach a level of yiras harayimimus, not just yiras ayinish. Yiras harayimimus, hashanah. Tonight, we could do it. A night of tshuva. The 21st day of Tishrei. 21 is Gematria. Ayah, who I want to be. Who I want to be so badly. That's going to be the chayseim. Not just want it, but live it. Who I want to be is who I become. So from the Marvish Shemesh, such a Hail Gatira. So this morning, I just happened to open up this Marv Shemesh, and then I found Rav Shor alludes to it, but he doesn't, I don't know how he didn't say this piece, he probably says it in a different place. Ayah has three different milois. Because hey could be hey Aleph, hey Yud, or hey. Right? So the miloi of Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. The miloi of Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. All the chavra here knows what miloi is, right? The way you enunciate the word. But hey, it could be hey Aleph, hey Aleph, hey Aleph, hey Yud, or hey Hey. So Aleph, hey Yud, hey has three different miloys. So it could be Aleph, Lamed, Pei, hey, hey, Yud, Vav, Dalet, hey, hey. Aleph, Lamed, Pei, hey, Aleph, Yud, Vav, Dalet, hey, Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Pei, hey, Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, hey, Yud. It could be all those possibilities. If you add up all those letters, you have a gematria of 455. Trust me, I did it. You could try it at home tonight, but trust me. With the Kailal's Gematria Chayseim, the Chasima, the seal. Ayah, who I want to be. This day, the 21st day. This is the seventh day we're going to say Halal Shalim. To praise Hashem, because that's who we want to be. Halal times seven, also exactly 455. That's what we're mashlim. That's what we're mashlim. Ayah, who I want to be. Tomorrow morning, when you're going to shake Nanuim for the final time. It's scary to say we did it for the final time. It's a pacha to say it's the last time we're going to shake Nanuim for this year. Rav Shor, the other two nights ago, we're in the sukkah together with Rafi, together with Moshe. We're in the Zachariah, in the sukkah. He said if it took a yid, it would be normal. It'd be normal if it took a yid 15 minutes. Nanuim, in each direction. We go in six directions, right, left, front, up, down, back. Those of us who are not so smart, right? Six directions. He said it would be normal if a yid was crying b'chios and would do nanuim 15 minutes in every direction. That would be normal. Each time, vada. Each time, this chazara of the tshuva. But what is a nanuim? He said at least to have the following kavana, and I heard this from a matel a couple of years ago as well. In each direction, you have seven minim. You have the dal minim, but you have three adasim and two aravos. So three adasim, two aravos, one esrog, one lulav is seven. And you go three times in each direction. Three times seven minim is what? 21. Yeah. So every direction, what you're saying is, I want to be more. Every direction, I want to be more in this direction, that direction, every direction. I want to be more. I want to improve. I want to grow. I want to be more than I am. but not just on our lips. Anyway, I know we mean it when we say it on our lips, but in our heart as well, and follow through. And follow through. That's Hoshana Rabba. We're going to follow through. We've been building the relationship, building the connection for the past 51 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Now I'm going to show him a ben as I enter into the 52nd day, Gematria ben. Now I'm going to show him a ben. Not just I know I have a hov, that we all know, but I'm going to be a ben. So tomorrow morning, on Hoshana Rabba, I'm going to take my lulav, and I'm going to hold my lulav, and on the left side of the lulav, my lulav is in my right hand, so on the left side of my lulav is going to be the aravos. Yom Arava, it's a day of aravos, Hoshana Rabba. The aravos, Chazal teach us, represents the lips. It's my dibur, my dibur. And I've been saying it, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Mesach Mitzvah, I've been saying who I want to be, saying what I want to be. But now I'm going to connect it to the Esrog. I'm going to put it next to the Esrog, and the Esrog, we know Chazal tells us, is the heart. And my heart and my mouth is going to be one. Not dupi, not two separate, it's going to be one. And when I'm going to take that our Rava is connected to the Esrog, and I'm going to shake it in all directions of, hey, yeah, I want to be more, I could be more, I need to be more. In every single direction. If you take the peh and the lev, the Aravos and the Esrog. Peh plus Lev times 7. Right? Peh is 85. Lev is 32. So 85 plus 32 is 117. Times 7 is 819. Gematria David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Tonight's David HaMelech Hoshana Rabba. I need to encompass that malchus, like we spoke about earlier, of royalty. I'm above it. I'm no longer dragged down into this world and not living up to who I want to be. I'm saying it. I want to be. Just be who you want to be. I'm not who Arya Cohn is telling you to be. Not who your Rosh Hashiva is telling you to be. Not who the Rav Chaim Kanievsky is telling you to be, or Rav telling you to be. Just be who you want to be. Who you're saying you want to be. Who you've davened you want to be. Who your dibur has been. Your peh, your lips, your arava. And connect it to the heart and be one and actually live up to it. And that's Malchus. David Melech Yisrael Chai. Okay, I'm a Melech. Who I'm above it all. Nothing drags me down. That's what a Melech is. That 117 of Peh and Lev, if it's finally won, by the way, the Rokeach brings down. Okay, this is already much deeper Kabbalah. I'm not going to fully explain this one. But that there are 117 hours in a week that the fires of Gehenna are burning. What that means exactly, I can't say I know. But I'll take it. Peh plus Lev is 117. We could extinguish all the fires of Gehenna. I don't want those fires. Personally, I don't want those fires. Chaver, this is our voida. Hoshana Rabba. Our voida of Hoshana Rabba is to reach a level of years Ravoyma Hoshana 432 and recreate our world. The world that the Zohar says was created with the oysters Yud Hey Vav, leaving off the Hey. Yud Hey Vav, Rav Shor explained, is also Gematria 21, which was also the Kavanas we have, that we're trying to rebuild our world in every direction. That's why, as well, we said Hoshana is 432. If you count, there are 432 words in the days of creation till Yom HaShishi. I'm recreating my life on Hoshana Rabba. I'm going to start recreating and being that different person, who the person who I speak I want to be. My dibur and my peh will be one. And have the ultimate chasima. Have that chosem, who I want to be. There will be a chasima on that. It's not just a chasima, not just sealing what my year is going to be. My year is going to be gevaldik. My father's the one judging me. My year is going to be incredible. We're going to be tanting by Simchas on Yisro Chag together, Moshe. We're going to be tanting by Simchas. That's just going to be the beginning. We'll be tanting. It's just going to start there. It's going to get better and better for everyone. All of Klal Yisro, for the whole world. But what about sealing who you could be? The chasima of the Dibur and Peh being one finally. and no longer struggling day in and day out in who I am. Just be who you want to be. Now's the time. Hey, yeah. And have these kavanas in our tefillos tonight. Have these kavanas in our nanum tomorrow. Bar Ditchev's yard sites next week. Chosu Yogin Aleinu. One time in Bar Ditchev, it was days before Sukkot. And whatever was going on at the time, they mamish couldn't find an esrog anywhere. No esrog. Searching high and low, sending chassidim out, trying to get an esrog, at least one esrog. No esrog. Finally, the Rebbe, Leib Yitzchak Shlevi, he sent out a chazi, go to the highway, just stand there, maybe you can find someone passing by. And Kachave, of course, a yid passes by and he had a beautiful esrog. And he brings him, please come, you have to talk to my Rebbe. And this was already Erev Yontov, the day before, maybe, I don't know, Chesnesh. And the Kaddish Levi says, you have to stay with us for Yontov. We need to all use your esrog. I need to use your esrog. The old Tzibor needs to use your esrog. Please stay with us for Yontov. Please. The yid said, Rebbe, I'd love to stay with you. But my family's waiting for me. My wife, my children. How could I be without my family and my wife? They're waiting for me. I can't just stay here. I'm sorry. I wish I could. So Bridget says, if you stay, I'll give you a bracha for such wealth and such incredible children. And this yid says, Rebbe, do you know how wealthy I already am? And Rebbe, I have the most wonderful children. It's so beautiful, but these are brachos of Baruch Hashem. I've already been chal. Sounds good, right? And he has an esrog. So then Berditchver sees there's no other way. He looks at this yid. He says, listen, if you stay here, I promise you, Achamei v'Esrim, we will share the same Olam Haba. It's the same Gan Eden. Whatever I am zoichet to, you will be zoichet to. He's a yid. That one he can't pass up. His wife will get over it, you know? will be. A Gan Eden with the Berditchever. A Gan Eden with the Berditchever. Yid is a yid. He says, okay. Rebbe, sold. What? I'm here to stay. Now again, this is before cell phones. I don't know how he got word to his wife or that. You know, we don't ask such questions. But he stayed, and they put him up in the inn. And the inn, this was an inn in the shtetl. It was mamish. Bal Yerushalayim was the innkeeper and was going to take care of him, and everyone's going to use the esrog. And everyone was very excited. The whole entire Bar Ditchev was, wow, an esrog, Baruch Hashem. And he goes to shul the first night. The beautiful tefillah. Imagine what the tefillah is like with the Kaddish Levi. We're all hacking. Where are we going to daven these days? Where are we going to be Simchas Torah these days? Imagine davening with the Kaddish Levi. I mean, I once in my life had this chus to daven with the Kaddish Levi. I was in Bar Ditchev, but it's from a distance, come a kayin. In those days, you were able to as a kayin be together with him, you know? Anyways. See, Davin's beautiful davening. Davening's over, and he goes back. He figures he's going to be eating in the sukkah with the innkeeper. That's how it was done in those days. It was, you know, it was mamish like a... That's what an inn is. Bed and breakfast, you know? And he gets back, and he walks in, he goes back by his room first, and he sees in his room, I guess he had like a little suite, they had a table set up, and there was kiddush, and there was challah, and there was some food on his table in his room, and it was very strange to him. Why would the innkeeper set up his table inside for him, for this yid? It's sukkah, so he's going to be eating, obviously, with the innkeeper in the sukkah. What is going on? It's not like a normal Friday night sukkah. So he starts walking towards the sukkah, and he sees he sees the innkeeper's mamish in the sukkah look beautiful. all set up, everyone's ready to start to make Kiddush, and he walks in and he says to the innkeeper, could I join? And he says, no, you can't join. I'm sorry, I can't explain, you can't join. I set up for you inside, don't I? I set up very nicely, no? He says, yeah, you set up nicely, but it's Sukkos. It's Sukkos. We have to eat in the Sukkot. First night of Sukkos. Tetzvav. No, you'll eat inside. What? Alright. So he leaves, and he says, I'll just go to another yid. I'll go to another house. I'm not going to eat inside Sukkos. What are you... Baruch Hashem, this year... I think, by the way, big Simen Bracha. Blessed Hashem, we have to take... We know it's a Simen Kol of the rains. That we didn't miss one Suda. Bli Ayin Hara, we have one more day in Shvi'i Netzeres, but the weather's looking good. Not one Suda did we miss. One shluf we had to miss. I don't know if some have, but one shluf. Some people missed two. Shmuel Yaakov, Baruch Hashem, took care of me. I was about to go to sleep when it was raining, and Emes was, I went upstairs and laid down. Shmuel said, you're crazy, I'm waiting. And he said, he's screaming, you're going to miss out sleeping in the sukkah. He starts screaming at me. I still went upstairs, but because of that, it was in my head. I wouldn't let myself fall asleep. And a half hour later, I got out of bed. Look, it stopped raining. I came back. He's laying down already and went to sleep. The other night, there was one night, Mom was soaked. That was impossible. But, okay, that's what Avishda wanted. But I believe it's a Simen Bracha. The weather we've had this sukkah, Simen Bracha. If it's Simen Kol to not be good weather, it has to be a Simen Bracha. There is. And it's going to be Simen Bracha for the whole year, Mirz Hashem. Anyway, so he goes to another sukkah. And he sees his family eating. And he knocks, he walks by. He says, could I join? He says, aren't you, they look up, you're the yid that brought the Esrog. Like, yeah, thinking, oh, that's good. He's going to get in because everyone should be thankful to him, right? Oh, you, no, sorry, you can't join. What type of town did he come to over here? Mamish, it's the holiday of Ushbizin and nobody's allowing him to be the guest. And finally he found out that the Berdichever told every single member of his kehila, every member of the community, no one's allowed to let this yid eat in their sukkah. And he wouldn't explain. Dvarim nistarim. No one's allowed to let this yid eat in the sukkah. And he found this out, so eventually it came to light, someone slipped. So he goes to the Rebbe, and he goes to Gush Levi, he says, Rebbe, what's going on? I sacrificed them, I'm here. Rebbe Dishra looks at him, he says, you want to eat in a sukkah? He said, of course I want to eat in a sukkah. Okay, you can eat in a sukkah. But you have to do away with our promise. If you give me back that guarantee that you're going to have all that olamah has to be wiped clean, you can eat in the sukkah. You give that up. You have to give that up. Give up the deal. You give up the deal, you can eat in the sukkah. You can eat here with me in the sukkah. Give it up. Olam haba with the berdichever for one night in the sukkah. And this yid, he says to himself, starts thinking back and forth. On one hand, I'm giving up oil. On the other hand, I've never in my life not eaten in the sukkah. First night of sukkahs. And he says, oh, that's it. Fine! I give it up, I'm coming. And the Berdichever gives the biggest smile in the world. And they sit down, they make kiddush, and shachiyan oleshev. And the Berdichever looks at him and he says to him, Yid, I'm giving you back the deal. It's all yours. We'll be together in Olam Haba. Let me explain to you what I did. You see, you want to know what's an Olam Haba that comes through like a nice skula, a nice simple just deal that you made with me. What kind of Olam Haba is that? I wanted you to have an Olam Haba that you're going to earn. An Olam Haba that's going to come through your amelus. An Olam Haba that comes that you gave up Olam Haba for one night in the sukkah. For one night in the sukkah that you wouldn't be without a sukkah. That earns you all Olam Haba in the world. I give it back. He got back to Olam Haba. Chevra, diburim are cheap. Vadit's so important, don't get me wrong, the way we daven, the way we learn. But to really be moiser nefesh for Hashem, to give it all up for mitzvahs, to give it all up for shmir tanayim, to give it all up to treat every single yid with proper kavod. Everyone. Not just the people we connect to that have similar hashkafos and machshavos, but every single yid with kavod and derech eretz, no matter what they think, no matter what they feel about the matzav we're in the middle of, everyone with Derech Eretz. To treat our parents with Kivra Veim. No matter we agree or don't agree sometimes with what they want from us, but to treat them with Kivra Veim. Emesdik. The emesdik have Yer Shemayim through and through. Wherever we are, whether we're whoever we're with, what we look at, how we speak, what we listen to be a ben Torah, to be a melech, to be that melech who carries that Torah outside and has it been nister and storm bechadri chadorim. I'm that same person. That's the Monsieur Snefesh. I'll give everything up, all the tanug of the world. I give up all the tanug of the world to eat in a sukkah. I give up all the tanug of the world not to look at something that's inappropriate. I give up all the tanug in the world to make brachos with kavana, even if other people are looking at me. Whatever it is. Be Monsieur Snefesh for Hashem will be zoichet to all of the bracha. Chevra, we've been waiting for geula. From this matzav, and hopefully this geula is not just going to be from this matzav, but the ultimate geula. And hopefully this sukkah that we sit in is a sukkah that brings us only to sukkah shlomecha. But it's up to us. It's up to us that our dibur and our lev will be one. That we're going to connect that esrog and that arava together deeply tomorrow morning. And shake nanuim and say, hey, yeah, I want to be different. I want to be more. I want to be a person that's above it all, that's a melech, that doesn't struggle with what I look at, that doesn't struggle with how to speak to people, doesn't struggle with putting everybody else above myself, doesn't struggle with learning with amelus every day, whether I'm in yeshiva, whether I'm not in yeshiva. Then we'll zoyche to the ultimate chasima. The chasima of all the brachas of the world. The chasima that we will ultimately just live up to who we want to be. And the ultimate chasima of Sukkah Shlomecha, the Gula Shleima, Mashiach Zakeinu, B'mheira B'yameinu.
Amen.
Amen.